Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. And I've got two people that are red hot for the Messiah, Ben and his wife, Brenda Peters. I'm speaking to them at their home in South Beloit, Illinois. Both of them move heavily in the prophetic, and Ben has a brand new book out called Prophetic Ministry. And I believe there's such an anointing on this book, and it'll encourage you to move in the prophetic, because Brenda, the premise is that 90% of all the people that came to the Lord in the scriptures came to the Lord because of a demonstration of the supernatural. And what could be more exciting than a demonstration of the prophetic? Give me an example of you using these gifts and someone coming to the Lord.
We were invited to speak to a group of bikers in Las Vegas. And while I was speaking, the Holy Spirit moved on me and focused me on a very hardened-looking man. And I walked over to where he was and began to speak into his life. And he began to shake and tears began to fall. And then he left the room. And we found out later that he had gone out into the parking lot and fell on his knees and gave his life to God. He said to the lady that had invited us to speak there that nobody could have known what was just spoken to him, and he was ready to give his life to God. We also found out that he was a hitman and had intended to take someone's life that night.
My goodness. Everything you've gone through was worth just that one person coming to the Lord. You told me before we started the broadcast that you had a prophetic word for me.
God was showing me while I was ministering to you that he's taking you to new levels of teaching with revelation and understanding. And there are going to be doors opening to you that are on your mind right now. And you're going to see the favor and the blessing of God, because the purpose is for an outreach that's going to extend to higher levels and even into other countries. And God is going to use you to raise up and train younger in what you do and prepare them to go even higher than what you're walking in right now.
Well, I receive that in Yeshua's name. I promised everyone that your husband, Ben, would pray a prayer of impartation. Would you put him on the telephone, Brenda?
Yes.
Mishpacha, open your hearts. If you're driving in a car, pull off to the side, or perhaps order the book. And we're including the CD of this week's broadcast plus this prayer of impartation. But this is a special moment for you right now. Ben, would you pray for our Mishpacha?
Amen. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the authority that you've released in each one of us to be your ambassadors, to do your work, Lord, to speak for you. As your word says, if any man speak, let him speak as an oracle of God. So, Lord, as we speak to one another, let your speech flow through us. Let your thoughts be in our mind. And, Lord, we look to that scripture where Paul told Timothy to stir up the gift that was in him through prophecy. And the following verse says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And so right now I rebuke the spirit of fear that attacks God's people when they have an opportunity to speak for him. And I speak that spirit of power into their spirit and into their life, into their mind, into their heart, in the name of Jesus. They would know that power that's in them, that power of the Holy Spirit, and they would have a spirit of love, that they would reach out in compassion and feel the pain of others and give them a word to counteract the word that the enemy has brought against them. The lie of the enemy sometimes even has come through Christians, but we rebuke that lie and we speak a spirit of love and compassion and healing into those that are listening right now. And then I speak a spirit of a sound mind, a clear mind, a mind that is not confused, but a mind that hears the voice of God. And I speak that as a reality as something that is sure in their minds that this is the voice of God, and they would impart life into those that are down, that they would build the body of Christ and edify and encourage and strengthen every individual member that they minister to and that they contact. In Jesus' name, I bless them in the name of the Lord with the presence and power of the Holy Spirit that would speak through them for the sake of the kingdom of God, to bless the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name.
And if you would put Brenda on right now, and Brenda, I would like you to continue that prayer, but perhaps if God directs, move in the prophetic to those that are listening.
Father God, we are excited. You want us as women to speak into our children, and there are women listening here right now that you are moving on in an exciting way. You're giving them your heart, and you're giving them intercession for their children. And Father, you're going to minister through these women. They're going to bring healing into the lives of their husbands and their children with that release that you're pouring into them right now. They're going to see them raised up into their destinies. They're going to see, Father, they're going to get visions of what you've called their children to do. And the husbands are going to rise up and become leaders. They're going to see the destinies that they have as a family, and unity is going to take place quickly.
In Yeshua's name, I seal these prayers. And Brenda, give us some advice on how we can even just get started in having praying for someone and having almost prophecy come out in our prayer, or having words of knowledge or visions or prophecy. What is your recommendation?
Every time you find yourself in a room of people, ask God to give you something, a thought, a word, and then speak that, and he'll give you more.
And what would you do if you walked up to two people and you just felt God told you something, and you say it to them, and they say to you, and you say, does that mean anything to you? And they say to you, no. Should you just stop and not do it anymore?
No. Then I just encourage them, you know, I can miss it, but I would encourage you to put that on the shelf for a season of time, and God will show you. And then you just continue encouraging people. Always err on the side of love.
Now, you spoke a little earlier in the week about what God is showing you is happening on planet Earth right now, and it's as if there's a new realm of heaven being released on Earth. Explain that.
We are hearing about signs and wonders. We're seeing them, especially as we were in Africa. And God is bringing more of his presence. He's also releasing signs and wonders from heaven. We're hearing about gold and jewels. But more important than that, we're hearing about angels and visitations. I had one myself, and I would encourage
you. Stop. Tell me about it.
I was very, I had broken a bone and was on my way to minister to 45 teens. And I needed to be healed. And I went into my motorhome that we lived in and put worship on and stayed there until the presence of the Holy Spirit filled the motorhome. And then as I felt the presence of God so intense I couldn't move, there was a beautiful light that was like the form of a man in an iridescent blue standing at the foot of my bed. And I experienced an intense, it's just like my whole body became like fire, and I was healed. My bone was completely restored, and I was able to go and minister that night. I heard later from a man of God who taught on angelic visitations that a blue light like that was actually a healing angel visitation.
Mm. Brenda, would you push the gift of prophecy and see if God has anything that you're supposed to say in these last couple of minutes?
I really believe that what God is doing and what he's saying to the audience is that he is sounding the shofar and scattering the enemy and calling his people forward to begin to move into a new level of listening and releasing his voice to become the body that he created us to be for his kingdom. And many that are hearing this broadcast right now are being lined up by God's hand, and the fire of God is burning on them, and they will very quickly understand prophetic in their own lives.
You know what I find interesting? When I interview someone, that their strongest ministry is miracles and healing, I get words of knowledge. When I interview someone that's prophetic, I feel like I enter into that prophetic anointing. There is such a strong prophetic anointing, and it's on their new book, Ben's new book, Prophetic Ministry. It's the key to the harvest, and I believe that as you have him pray this prayer and Brenda pray the prayer over you over and over again, there's such a presence on this entire week. There's such an anointing, there's such a presence of God on this entire week's broadcast. And as you read this book, that the gift of prophecy and words of knowledge and words of wisdom are just going to begin to flow out of you. And you'll say, Lord, give me something for people in this room, or give me something for that individual. All of a sudden, you're going to have an impression of something. So call or write today for the book, Prophetic Ministry. We're going to include the CD of this week for a donation of $18. Get this book today in the CD. And this is the Shabbat broadcast. And I want to pray over you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yibarechech Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha. Ve'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. 2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.